Roger Harding. Hurrah! Boys, keep away from the gals, I say, and give them lots of room. Or you'll find when you're wed, they'll bang you on the head, who is a bald-headed end of the broom. How to do? The question that is now agitating the mind of every man, woman, and child on the face of the globe is marriage a failure? I can answer that question in two words. It is. At least it is in my case. I'm married. I've got three children. And next July, I'm going to celebrate the fourth. That's a joke. But see, as the poet says, needles and pins, when a man marries, his trouble begins. There's more truth than poetry in that, ain't there, huh? My wife, she makes the loveliest hash you ever ate in all your life. Now, I'm very fond of hash. I can eat hash 6 days in the week. But when my wife puts raisins in it and calls it mince pie on Sunday, that time's a kick. I was away from home for quite a long while, and I didn't get any salary. So I forgot to send any money home. I got a very touching letter from my wife. She says, "Dear Pete, send us some money soon, or we'll all have to go to the poorhouse." Well, I answered it, and I said, "Dear wife, wait till I come home, and we'll all go to the poorhouse together." But one morning, my wife, she cooked some biscuits for me, and I kicked about those biscuits. They were as hard as rock. Well, she says, "You didn't marry a cook." So one night, there was a burglar got in the house, and my wife says to me, says, "Say, Pete, get up. There's a burglar in the house." I says, "I won't do it. You didn't marry a policeman." I got right back at her, see? But see, my wife woke me up one night and she says, "Pete, get up and rock that baby. The baby's crying." I says, "You get up and rock that baby yourself." She says, "I won't." I says, "Neither will I." She says, "Well, I'll have you distinctly understand that half of that baby is yours." "Yes," and I says, "I'll have you distinctly understand that half of that baby is yours. You get up and rock your half and let my half holler."